From automated assembly lines to smart factories, manufacturing is going digital and fast. If you want to stay relevant, you need the right tech skills. CBT Nuggets helps you get there with practical, easy-to-follow IT training. Build in-demand skills in networking, cybersecurity, and system automation without investing in costly hardware or struggling with complicated setups. Our short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs make learning simple and effective. Whether you're a technician on the floor, a manager leading teams, or an engineer optimizing systems, CBT Nuggets fits your schedule and meets you where you are. Train at your own pace, from any device, wherever it works for you. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of professionals who are leveling up their careers with CBT Nuggets. Right now, you can start a 7-day free trial and explore everything we offer, no commitment required. Go to cbtnuggets.com today, because in modern manufacturing, better tech skills mean better opportunities.
Hi, I'm Terry Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Proud Stutter and happy Stuttering Awareness Week. We have been super busy over here at Proud Stutter, just doing a ton of stuff to help spread awareness during this big week for our community. One of the things we did this week is worked on our second resolution with the California Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, who's also a person who stutters. We did a resolution proclaiming the second week of May as Stuttering Acceptance and Awareness Week. So we added the word acceptance because I've just been hearing that a lot of people in the community wanted to add that word in. So here we are. We have our Stuttering Awareness Week event today in San Rafael, California at the Film Center at 7 p.m., where we will be showcasing documentaries on disabilities. And yeah, that's going to be such a great event. So I hope you can make it. You can RSVP by emailing info@proudstutter.org. It's not too late to register. I'm going to be in Philadelphia next week, and we're going to be doing a gathering in Philadelphia at the Children's Hospital at 5 p.m. So if you want to learn more about that event, you can check out our Instagram and our latest newsletter for all those details. And last thing is we are going to be recapping the season finale of Survivor, which our Mitch, person who stutters, is still in the game. We're so excited. So stay tuned for that. That episode will be coming out next week. All right, now on to the show. I'm Maya Chubkov, and I'm a woman who stutters. Welcome to Proud Stutter, a show about stuttering and embracing verbal diversity in an effort to change how we talk about it, one conversation at a time. Welcome back to Proud Stutter. I'm your host, Maya Chubkov. Today, we have Andrew Flint with us. You might recognize his name because he recently penned an article for the Washington Post titled, "I am 16 and have a stutter. Here's what most people don't understand." So yeah, Andrew, thank you so much for joining and welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so it took me some digging to find how to find Andrew. After reading the article, I like tried to Google, couldn't find like his parents or anything. And so I was on Facebook and noticed that his school had posted about the article. And so I actually direct messaged the school and I was like, hey, I have a podcast. I know this is weird, but I really would love to get into touch with Andrew and his parents. And so I'm sure they vetted me and, you know, all that. And then, yeah, we were connected. So glad this is finally happening and excited to have you. So, yeah, my first question for you, Andrew, is tell me about your article. Like, how did this all happen and what made you want to write it? And yeah, how did you get it published?
Yeah, so in the summer, I was at a summer program where I had to give a presentation, and it didn't go too well. And in that, there were some people in the audience who were whispering words that I was having trouble with. And it was then that I realized that many people didn't know about stuttering and like what it was. So I wrote this article about a month and a half later, I think. And I got it published. So I sent it to the Washington Post in August, and I heard back in October, and they said that I should make some changes and we can see if it works. And I did, and they said great. So yeah. I wrote the draft that I sent them in a few hours late at night. So it was like, I sent it in like a not my complete state of mind, which definitely helps, because I probably wouldn't have sent it if I'd given it thought. But I'm glad I did.
And so in your article, you talk about stuttering as an iceberg, with much of the struggle happening beneath the surface. Can you share more about like what are some of the hidden emotional side of stuttering that people don't see?
Yeah, so there's fear. Fear is the main one, and that's like always there, like fear of stuttering, or like fear of being judged. That's always there. That's like the kind of the that's like the worst thing about it, I think, is because it dictates your actions even if you're not speaking. It's like always there in your mind.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. And how do you describe your stutter? I feel like every stutter is super unique, because I feel like there's perceptions that there's only one type of stuttering, and it's like the ones that we see over and over again on TV and movies. And sometimes that can cause people to not quite realize we have a stutter when we have a stutter. So yeah, I'm wondering if you can just like talk about like what's unique about your stutter.
Well, I have a lot of blocks and prolongations, and blocks happen blocks happen wherever, but the prolongations happen more often on like S blends, like school, skeleton, or stutterer.
Yeah, the words that I typically stutter on are words that start with the k sound. So I stutter on community a lot, create, So those are like two ones that I use those words so much, so it's like annoying. And then I also stutter on the word stutter, which actually is very common among people who stutter. So yeah. Anyway, so kind of on a similar thought, so speech therapy, you talk about speech therapy in your article specifically about like relearning how to speak through speech therapy. What is something that like you have taken away from speech therapy, either like a learning or something that has been helpful or maybe even surprising?
Well, I learned that that things that I think are like that are like impossible, like going in the park and surveying people, is possible if I like really put my mind to it. Cause I did that, and I also called businesses and like said, "Hi, when do you close?" And like I never thought that I could do that, but I could once I actually did do it. So that.
Yeah. So speech therapy just gave you more confidence to just do stuff rather than avoid it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's so great. And as far as like dealing with your stutter on a daily basis, like I remember when I was in school, I was 16. I feel like I always felt like the biggest challenge every time I woke up is like how I'm gonna present myself today. And just like, what's it gonna be? Is it gonna be like, am I gonna really have to like navigate around my stutter? Is it gonna be a more like fluent day? So yeah, I'm wondering, as a 16-year-old, like, how do you deal with your stutter on a daily basis?
So my friends are like, are understanding of it. Especially because of my essay that I published. Because like everyone, or all the teachers at my school have read it, so like they all know what it's like, so they are understanding about it.
That's awesome. So the article was really a tool for you to just educate people around you. So you wouldn't have to put as much pressure on yourself.
Yes.
Is kind of what I'm hearing. Yeah. Ugh, I wish I had thought of that when I was your age. But yeah, for all the like teenagers out there, learn from Andrew, because I feel like there's probably a lot of different media outlets out there that would do a similar thing. And so you touched on this a little bit in your article, but can you share some common misconceptions people have about stuttering?
So some people think that when I'm stuttering on a word, it's because I don't know how to pronounce it, which could be true, but usually it's not, and I'm just stuttering on it.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So one of the things you also mentioned in the article is a classmate whispering a word to help you. So what do you feel about that, and how do you, and what are some tips around if someone sees someone stuttering or struggling to get their words out, what are some helpful ways to help that person or respond?
It depends on the person. I kind of like it when someone says the word, if it's like a really bad stutter, because it like really, really bad. Once I was in history, and I had to read from the board, and I had a really big stutter on, I think, Massachusetts, and after class, my teacher asked me, like, what should I do when you're stuttering? And I didn't really know, but now I think I would rather someone say the word if it's like a really bad stutter, but it depends on the person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I've come to that in some situations. I used to get really annoyed when people would try to finish my sentence, but now that I feel like I've like kind of dealt with my stutter a little bit more emotionally, it doesn't bother me as much, because it's kind of like there's just, I'm not harboring as much negative energy around my stutter as I did before. I know people have different responses to that question, but I really like how you answered it, because it really just depends on like where you're at with your journey and your stutter. And so and kind of flipping that question about misconceptions around, like, what are, and I know you mentioned this a little bit before, but what if you had to pick one thing, like, what's the one thing you wish more people understood about stuttering?
If this is one thing to like everyone, it would be to be patient. But if this is like to another stutterer, I would say that it's not your fault you stutter, because guilt I is also there when I'm speaking. So it's like guilt and fear.
And do you know anyone else who stutters, like anyone at school or any friends or anyone that kind of is in your orbit right now?
My dad and my maternal aunt.
Wow. So you're one of the genetic stutters.
Yes, definitely.
And has your dad and or your aunt, like, do you talk about stuttering at all?
So I had a few conversations with my aunt after the essay. And my dad, I had one, I'm pretty sure, but they don't really stutter anymore. So, I didn't know until they said, "Oh yeah, oh yeah, I also stuttered," and I was like, "Really? No way."
Wow. So that article has really like spurred a lot of conversation, not only in your school but also among your family.
Yeah.
Which just shows how powerful like telling stories like yours can be in that. So that's really incredible. Now that the article's out, like, do you have any goals around your stutter and being this like public figure? Like, do you have any aspirations, I guess, around stuttering and just being open about it?
I don't really have any like public ones, more like just like continue to continuing to just do what I want to do and not let stuttering change that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people need to hear what you just said, so that's beautiful. And in writing the article or just thinking about like role models, is there any role models like in the stuttering community who you look up to or that you can that help you like keep going?
If I had to choose someone, it would be James Earl Jones because I like Star Wars, and he was a voice actor in that. So yeah,
cool. Yeah, I love James Earl Jones as well. So you mentioned that your two family members had a stutter since your article came out. Like, what has the response been like? I know you talked about your school and like your family. What other responses you've gotten? Have you gotten any like people reaching out or any other young people who have kind of shared their story with you?
No new people, but I learned that my math teacher's husband also stutters, and I would never have known she hadn't said because she read my article. And my cousin's husband's boss, I'm pretty sure, also stutters, and he told me because he read the article. So like I learned more about other people from conversations with them. So yeah.
And how did that make you feel, like learning that, wow, like there's like people who stutter like coming out of the woodwork after writing this?
Pretty good, because like I would never know that there were that they were like there, and now I do, so it's pretty good.
Yeah. And remind me where you live, because you got this in the Washington Post. Do you live in the Washington D.C. area?
No, I live outside of Boston.
Okay. So was there a reason why you chose the Washington Post over other outlets?
I searched up like the best places to publish personal essays, and they were the top result, so I sent it there.
Amazing. Love that logic. That is brilliant. Well, that is really incredible, and I'm sure your family is so proud of you that you're like a published author in the Washington Post. Are you planning to use that for your college apps?
Yeah, because like it's like pretty good because I like I have this I have this experience that I can write a lot about because I lived it for 16 years or probably like 14 or since I could speak, I've had this, so I know a lot about it and like the experience of having it.
Do you want to continue writing? Like, is that like a passion of yours?
I'm really into math and science, and I'm in Calc right now, and it's like and it's my favorite class. But in college though, I don't know what I'm gonna major in. Probably like chem or bio, but I'm not sure. But as far as writing, it's like it's a hobby, and I recently wrote I recently wrote a sci-fi short story that I'm gonna publish at some point.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Keep writing, because we really need your writing, and it's great that you are also in the STEM field, because we need more people who stutter in STEM as well. And so the fact that you're doing both is just incredible. And yeah, let me know when we can get at that short story, because I'd love to share it with our listeners when it's ready. But yeah, Andrew, thank you so much. This has been so great, and I can't wait for more people to read your article and hear your story. And yeah, just thanks so much for being on Proud Stutter.
Bye, thank you so much.
And that's it for this episode of Proud Stutter. This episode of Proud Stutter was produced and edited by me, Maya Chupkov. Our music was composed by Augusto Deniz, and our artwork by Mara Ezekiel and Noah Chupkov. If you have an idea or want to be part of a future episode, visit us at www.proudstutter.com. And if you like the show, you can leave us a review wherever you are listening to this podcast. Want to leave us a voicemail? Check out our show notes for the number to call in. More importantly, tell your friends to listen too. Until we meet again, thanks for listening. Be proud and be you.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.